Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so grateful you're here. So today's episode is a quote, and I just want to share a little bit. I actually just got off a coaching call, and I wanted to share about a conversation that we had because I think it's relevant to all of us. So I'm really excited to share this episode with you. We're going to talk about how do you know when you're supposed to be helping somebody, and how do you know when to put up a boundary, and how do you discern all of this. And I think, you know, a lot of us who like to help people and are drawn to help people and people are drawn to us for help, we need to be really wise because there's only so much of us to go around. And so I wanted to share these thoughts with you because I hope it helps you. I know that a lot of us struggle. We feel bad when we have to put up boundaries and we're just not sure because we don't want to miss the mark. We really want to serve and take care of the people that we are supposed to, that God brings to us. But there's some discerning in there too. So anyways, I hope you enjoy this episode. Like I said, it'll be short and sweet, but I figured we can all benefit from kind of our conversation. So let's dive in.
Welcome to a Holy Mess podcast. All right, my friends, we all know life can be so difficult and painful at times, especially when we're carrying grief or loss or wrestling with shame about our past, anxiety about our future, or frankly, like we are just not enough. But there has to be so much more for us. There is hope and joy, peace, love, fun, purpose, and a reason that you, my friend, are on this planet. Let's partner with God so you can be who He created you to be as you wrestle through and trudge through your mess. Hi, I'm Danny, a recovering alcoholic, a mom, a wife, a mentor, and dust. We are only here for a moment. Let's live like it. I'm just like you. I'm a holy mess most days. Actually, every day. Let's have some fun and laugh while trudging through our mess. This stuff doesn't need to be dry and boring. Let's dig in.
Okay, so I want to open with the quote. And this is something that I shared with my friend today in our coaching call. I shared the quote by Frederick Buechner, which the quote will be in the show notes as well. And if you're on my email list, just a little heads up, you'll be getting it in tomorrow's email. And if you're not on my email list, let's go jump into the email fun. I'm sending out quotes to my email list, just encouraging quotes every day for 30 days. But other than that, I just normally send a weekly email of encouragement and updates with the podcast and just different things. But anyways, if you're not on my email list, let's go dive in, go into the show notes, click through, and please join my email list. I'd love to be your email buddy. Okay, so here's the quote for today. That's going to kick off our conversation that I just some points I want to share with you guys. So it's by Frederick Buechner. I love this quote. This quote used to actually be above our kitchen table for many years. It was a focal point kind of for me in ministry and in life in general. So you'll get the gist after I share a little bit more. But the quote is, "The place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet." I'm going to read it again. This is such an awesome quote. You guys, the place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. Now, one of the reasons we had this above our kitchen table is because, number one, we eat 3 times a day. So I had to see this every day, all the time. But right after I got sober, I felt like it was my mission to help anyone and everyone who needed help in my life. And you guys, honestly, I got a little burned out. I was exhausted. First of all, I'm a very sensitive person. So if someone needs something, I'm drawn to want to help. Okay. It's just my nature. I'm also codependent. And codependent people tend to care what others think and care about feelings. We're just sensitive people. There's a lot more to codependency, but my tendency is to care. And also, and I still am very much like this, like I don't want to miss the mark. I really want to do what God is asking me to do. But years ago, I used to think God was asking me to do it all, which is hilarious now. And, you know, now I believe in healthy boundaries and I believe in true discernment of what is the Lord actually asking me to do and what is my neediness asking me to do and what is my need to be needed asking me to do and what is just my kindness too asking me to do. Like, so there's a lot to go into this, you guys, but really quick, I just wanted to, first of all, just talk to all of my friends who struggle with boundaries or struggle with wanting to help people, but also the reality of knowing some people drain us. Like, I'm sure there are some people in your life that absolutely drain you. And here's the good news and here's the bad news. The good news is you do get to have boundaries even with the people that drain you, right? The bad news is, you know, it's a little bit difficult if those people that drain you are in your home and you're called to parent them or to be their spouse and all of that. And we all have seasons, different seasons and all of that. But here's what I'm mostly talking about are the people outside of our home, not in our immediate family circle, that kind of drain us or rub us the wrong way or frustrate us. And you guys, we're human. There are going to be people in our lives that are going to rub us the wrong way. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It's just kind of different flavors. There's what, almost 8 billion people on this planet? We're not all for everybody, right? And I know I rub some people the wrong way, and that's fine. Hopefully they're not listening to my podcast, right? I hope the people that enjoy me want to be with me, right? And I want to be with people that I enjoy as well. And that doesn't mean we don't sacrifice for people or we aren't kind to people who maybe aren't our cup of tea and that sort of thing. But what I will say is, if you're feeling like you really want to help somebody, I guess this is what I want to say for this episode. Again, I want to read that quote, and then I just want to give you permission to ask the question and to explore, does this relationship, does this situation, does it stir up gladness in me? Does it give me energy, or is it draining me of energy? I personally don't believe that God calls us to too many relationships that are very draining, and here's why. He wants to use you for his glory. Like, he wants to use you on this planet, right? But he doesn't want you to be drained and a zombie doing it, right? And I always use the fruit of the Spirit as kind of the litmus test for me, right? Does it give me love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, and self-control? Or does it make me mean? For instance, I am the last person on the planet that should be a room mom, okay? 1 year, Gary actually signed me up to be room mom, which I still have not forgiven him for, but God bless Gary. I love you, Gary. And we still argue about the facts of this because he said he didn't sign me up, but I'm like, who would have signed me up? Anyways, it's a long story. But it drained the heck out of me for months, okay? I finally gave up in December and Gary became room dad, which is a whole other hilarious story. But I was not called to be room mom and it drained me, okay? And frankly, the lesson there is that someone else was called to be that position. And by me being room mom, I stepped in and I took someone else's position, right? And it was draining. So I look at relationships and all of that in this very same way. If there's relationships in your life that are draining you and that are hurting your soul, I would argue maybe you're not supposed to be in that relationship, right? And listen, it can get murky waters if you're in a marriage and you're going through a rough stint and all of that. But I'm talking about other relationships. I'm talking about friendships. I'm talking about that sort of thing, or people in our life that we're called to help or that we want to help, right? People at church or that sort of thing. And so this is where I just really want to empower you to have discernment. And, you know, like me, you can use this quote as your guiding light for a season. This is why it sat over our kitchen table for years, because every day I had to read it 3-4 times a day of, you know, the place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. You guys, the world is hungry all over the place. There are so many people that need you, need what you have. And if it fills your soul and you get some gladness and you get some energy around it, man, pursue those relationships, pursue those friendships, pursue those places where you can be a mentor to someone, right? But if it's like, oh, dreading and dreadful and dragging you down, I would ask you to pray and to pause and maybe even just think about this concept. Why would God give you an assignment that drains you or that just makes you dread getting up in the morning, right? And please hear me. I am not talking about, you know, when you're going through a rough stint in your marriage or you've got an issue going on with your kids. I'm not saying abandon ship with your marriage or your kids or even parents necessarily, although sometimes we need to have boundaries with extended family. And sometimes we do need to have boundaries with people even within our home and all of that. And so, but I'm talking about relationships like at church or friendships. I would just ask you to pause. I would just encourage you, and I want to empower you that it's okay to put up a boundary with people who drain you. You guys, Brennan Manning says in each interaction, we either give life or we take life. And I would say the same thing, that in each interaction with people in your life, You're either receiving life and being filled up and energized to go out and do more, or you're being drained. And so we only have a limited amount of capacity. We only have a limited amount of energy. Use it wisely. And you guys get to discern that. And so I know it can be hard for us sensitive people to put up boundaries and to just say no to people at times. But sometimes that's the healthiest thing that you could do for your sake. And honestly, even for their sake, right? Because if you're not supposed to be in relationship with them, they're supposed to be in relationship with someone else. And so I really felt like, you know, this conversation I had with my friend today was so rich. And I just really wanted to share that thought with you and give you permission. If someone's draining you outside of your immediate circle, that's a whole other podcast when someone's draining you inside your immediate circle. But I'm talking about like outside your immediate circle. If someone's draining you, I would ask you and encourage you just to pause and just to give yourself permission to have boundaries. You guys, so many of us who want to do what's right and are giving people, and we're hard workers, like we want to be generous, all of that. It's really hard for us to put up boundaries because we feel like we're rejecting people. And I get it. Like there's a lot that goes into that. But guys, you are not here to save the world. I am not here to save the world. Like we can't save everybody. Frankly, we can't save anybody. But we are called to help some people. And if we are too drained because of all the other relationships in our lives, like, oh, maybe that's a sign to pull in and to have some boundaries with some people so that you do have the energy and the capacity for the ones that you're actually called to be in relationship with. So I love that quote. And I just wanted to share this little thought with you today. I hope you're having a great day. And I just want you to know that you're loved and that God does want to use you. So I love you guys. And I just wanted to say hello as well and just tell you it's so good to be back behind the podcast. It's great to be healthy again. And I'm really grateful for our community. If you have not signed up yet on my email list, please go to the show notes, click through and sign up on my email list, and we'll become email buddies as well. All right, let me say a quick prayer for you today. Father God, I thank you for my friend listening to this episode right now. I pray, Lord, that you would bless them. Lord, I know that we all have some people in our lives that are difficult to deal with, God, and I pray that you would give my friend wisdom and discernment. How to relate and how to put up healthy boundaries and how to still be kind and all of that, Lord, but also to take care of their soul. To thank you, Lord, that you gave us our souls to steward. And so, Lord, help us to partner with you to steward our souls well so that we can serve you and be in relationship with those that we are called to be in relationship with. Bless my friend in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. God bless you, friend. Have a great day, and I'll be in touch in a couple of days.
Hello, my friend. If this episode blessed you, made you laugh, or triggered you, hey, that's growth. Please do me a favor and share this with a friend. And if you feel led, please leave a written review for the show. That really helps us out. Don't forget, you are in good company if you're feeling more broken than you'd like to admit. And you are more loved than you can ever imagine. Have a great week. See you next time.